Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Hey, good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. I'll want your calls if you're in the greater Chicagoland area. Well, we all saw that juicy Caleb Williams story. Now, I think every problem with it is behind them. I don't think you need to worry about Caleb's commitment now that he's here and you got a new head coach. But wow, some juicy details about how it almost wasn't. How the Chicago Bears were going to be looked at more poorly than the front office and coaching operations of the Memphis Showboats, or name your UFL team. So we'll get into that coming up. The Nuggets appear to be forcing a game 7. They're up 14 with 3 to go. Kind of surprised, not really surprised. Look, Denver, that altitude, I don't think they should have sports teams. It's not fair. I'm not really joking. Great town, great city, great fans, but you got to tear down one of your mountains and then play down there. Doesn't make sense, but it's too great of a home field advantage. I don't like it. So plenty to get into tonight. Right now, it is a Thursday. It is 11 o'clock Eastern. It is 8 o'clock on the West Coast. Let's fire up the Bartometer.
There are debates. There are hot takes. There are strong opinions. But in the quest for the truth, there is only one way to get the final say. It's time to fire up the Bartometer.
Last year in the NFL, there were 10 rookie quarterbacks to get a start. That was a record. The draft class not as ripe here in 2025. So how many will be starting this year? Well, the over-under is 5.5. 5.5 rookie QBs to start a game in 2025. Odds makers set the line at Shedeur Sanders for 2.5 starts. Set the line at Dylan Gabriel for 2.5 starts. Set the line at Jackson Dart for 1.5 starts. That's gone up to 2.5. Odds makers think Shedeur Sanders will take more snaps than Dylan Gabriel. Odds makers think Joe Flacco will be the starting quarterback week 1 for the Browns. Odds makers think Tyler Shuck will be the starting quarterback week 1 for the Saints. Odds makers, schmods, schmakers, I say. To the Bartometer! So what the Bartometer is going to do tonight is it's going to tell us which rookie quarterbacks we'll get the most starts. As we progress down, some may not end up getting starts, but we're going to go in likelihood of order of getting the most starts. I think I made that sound a tweak more, what did he say, than it needed to be. Who's getting the most starts? We'll start at the top. So let's start at the top. The quarterback that will get the most starts, number one. Call me optimist, but I got to tell you, I really like this Dylan Gabriel kid. It's not even funny. No reason to do that. It's going to be Cam Ward. Cam Ward was drafted to be the starter for Tennessee. Cam Ward is not going to be benched at any time. They are going to give Cam Ward all of the starts unless he gets hurt. He will be starting the most games of any rookie quarterback. And again, no primetime games, no standalone windows. He can struggle all he wants without the pressure of having to be good. If he does well and things change, maybe a flex game later on in the season. Okay, great. But I do think one of the reasons that NFL media fans, that we still give Trevor Lawrence more of a leash, more of a pass, is we just haven't seen him play that much. Statistically, he's about as Daniel Jones as there is. But Daniel Jones played in New York and is in the NFC East, and there's a lot more TV and pressure and coverage that comes with that. Cam Ward's going to have the benefit of not having the bright lights on him. And I think that that will benefit all parties there in Tennessee. And he was the number one overall pick. That is a no-brainer. Cam Ward will get the most starts out of any rookie quarterback. And number two, that is going to be the third quarterback taken off the board. At pick number 40, Tyler Shuck, quarterback out of Louisville. I don't know where he would have been if Derek Carr was not injured and came back. Certainly, you could think lower. But Derek Carr is not just injured. Derek Carr is retired, I guess. And he is going to be the starting quarterback in that room. Unless you're a Spencer Rattler believer. Which, you know, I thought I would have thrown some long shots on him to turn out, maybe take him in some dynasty leagues, hope for the best. Not seemingly the case. Jake Haener also on this roster. You know, maybe those guys get starts if there's an injury. I don't think the Saints, with Kellen Moore being there now, and they're going to need to try to figure out, like, is Tyler Shuck the guy? And you have a year to do it. Because you're probably not going to be that good. You're probably going to have another high draft pick. And now he's 25 years old already. So he's like as old as Trevor Lawrence. So if you're bad, you've got a guy that you can say, okay, we'll move on next year and draft another guy, no harm, no foul. But they're going to at least do their due diligence. There may be a week where he's hurt, or there may be like, you know, let's just kind of reward one of these other guys for starting. But he should get double-digit starts in New Orleans. And again, no primetime games. We'll all be none the wiser to what the hell goes on down there in the Superdome. So Tyler Shuck, number two. The quarterback that will get the third most starts, I'm telling you, before the schedule came out, this guy would have been a lot lower. But Jackson Dart is at number three. The Giants' schedule is already hard. But then the way it's laid out is bad for Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. At Washington, at Dallas. Okay. Then you get a home game. Thank God. Oh, it's Sunday night. Oh, it's against Kansas City. Then you got the Chargers coming to town. Then you're at New Orleans. All right. But I don't know, but you're at New Orleans. Eagles, then at Denver, then at Eagles, then San Francisco, at Chicago, Green Bay, at Detroit. Where are the wins coming here? Two? Two wins there? So what's going to happen is what teams need to prevent from happening. And this is why I say if you have a GM or a coach that is on the hot seat, just fire them. Because are they going to be looking out for the best interest of the Giants, or are they going to be looking out for the best interest of their jobs? Because if they get to 0-4, I mean, you may see Jackson's Dart start way sooner than they traded up for this guy. It's not like they don't believe in him. They took him over Shadur and all these other guys. So they certainly like him. But I think because the schedule's tougher than we thought it would be, as we knew it would be tough. We knew who they were going to play. But as it's laid out, this could be a situation where the pressure's on and they start to do things, the front office, to not really put the Giants first, but to try to save their asses And, well, how do they save their asses? Well, what they do is they tie themselves then to the development of Jackson Dart. And especially, like, that would be the move. That would be the play. You go 0-4, and then you bench Russell Wilson so that you can start Jackson Dart against the lowly Saints. And then hope, you know, Philadelphia, then on a short week, you know, maybe you're at home. So that, I think, is the move. Vegas, Carlos, has Jackson Dart at 2.5 starts. I think it's incredibly more than that. Bartometer's looking at least half the season.
Vegas is on to something. The reason why it's 2.5, this might be the most comfortable under I'm going to take. We're not going to see Jackson Dart all year.
I would bet you on that.
We'll work something out. We're not going to see Jackson Dart all year. They did not bring... If it was just Russell Wilson that came in to be the quarterback, all right, then maybe I can entertain it. They're going to have Russell Wilson be your starter. They're going to have Jameis Winston be number two. And your Jackson Dart's going to be your three. He might not even dress the first half of the season.
All right, I got a bet for you.
I'm listening.
Let's say I do come to New York.
We've already discussed this. You're coming. Just stop saying the if already.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Stop saying if already.
I don't know that I'm comfortable flying.
Let me try this in Korean. Stop saying if already.
Airplane. Week 11. What if we did an over-under Jackson Dart 1.5 starts by week 11? Loser buys the tickets.
Ooh. I sort of like this, but we're also going to try to finagle management to give us tickets.
Oh, yeah.
We might have to work something out, but I like where your head's at.
Loser pays for parking.
I can easily take that. Yes, handshake.
Loser buys a beer.
Well, we're going to be bombed out of our minds before that game even starts.
Loser buys the liquor to fill up the shot skis. Do you know what those are?
No, what is that?
So it's a shot ski. So what you do is you take a ski, like, you know, like a ski, like you go skiing.
Like a ski, yeah.
And then you like fill four, you like put four shot glasses on it, and it's like connected. You like bolt it in or however you do it. And then you fill it up, and then four people take the ski back at the same time. It's a shot ski.
Yeah, I'm looking on the interwebs right now. That's pretty cool.
I think that's a Midwest thing.
Totally is, but I am from the Midwest, so why not tap into my hometown heritage?
All right, but the Bartometer disagrees with you, so the Bartometer's got Jackson Dart at 3. At number 4... Number 4's tough. Shedeur Sanders is at number 4. Over Dylan Gabriel. Shedeur Sanders will get starts. He is going to play and he's going to get starts. We were shocked that he fell to the 5th round. And so we were processing that. And we knew at the time the Browns had taken another quarterback, so we're like, oh, that's pretty LOL crazy. But the further removed I am from the draft, the more I'm like, oh, my God, the Browns took another quarterback, Dylan Gabriel. I love the theory that they took Dylan Gabriel to prevent Jimmy Haslam, the owner, from making the call and say, hey, we got to do this. Because that's what it seemed like might have happened. Now, if Stefanski and Andrew Berry, if Jimmy Haslam wanted Sanders, couldn't they just have said no? Was he going to fire them? He's going to fire them? For not taking Shedeur. But I think Shadur's better. And I think he's going to get some starts. I don't know where Dylan Gabriel starts come. Now, there's guys he's going to be ahead because it's going to be harder for those guys to get on the field. But I don't... When do you start Dylan Gabriel? Do you give him... Because you've got Kenny Pickett, you got Joe Flacco. One of those guys can't be on the roster, right? Or are you cutting one of the rookies? And if you cut one of the rookies, you're not cutting Shedeur Sanders. You are just not. And you're not cutting Dylan Gabriel either. So Flacco or Pickett are either going to be cut or traded. And then once you bench one of those guys, you're going to go to Dylan Gabriel first? You would go to Dylan Gabriel just as a procedural move because you know you're eventually going to go to Shedeur. Shedeur's four on this list for who will get the most starts as a rookie quarterback. Number five. Will Howard, Pittsburgh Steelers, taken in the sixth round. Maybe Rodgers comes, maybe he doesn't. I still think if Rodgers comes, he shows up late summer. I also think it's likely that he just doesn't come. But if he's not there, Mason Rudolph's the quarterback. And I do believe Tomlin would ride Mason Rudolph until it was just untenable. And then he had to go to Will Howard. Will Howard will start a game in 2025. Just a matter of what the circumstances are for that to happen. At number six, that is where we find Dylan Gabriel. Because ultimately, I think Cleveland will give him a start. He will start at some point. Now, will it be late in the season, week 17 and 18, after they've seen Shedeur and want to at least see what they have in Gabriel? Will they do the political thing of starting their higher drafted quarterback first before they do go to the rookies? I'm not sure. But there are starts to come for Dylan Gabriel. At number seven, let's do number eight, too. Fire up number eight. Give me number eight. Because these aren't that sexy. Jalen Milroe, Seattle at seven. Kyle McCord, Philadelphia at five. Or at eight, rather. Eight. What am I doing? And those would be injuries that pop up. Philadelphia does have Tanner McKee. So maybe he starts, but I think they'd like to see what McCord has. I think Jalen Milroe would get a start behind Sam Darnold. Perhaps Drew Locke's there, right? He came back. Or did he go? Where's Drew Locke? Is he back there? Yeah, he's back there. But I think those guys would be likely to start. So that's what makes it interesting is 5.5 is the number. 5.5 is Vegas' over-under. Cam Ward's starting. Tyler Shuck is starting. I think Jackson Dart will get a start. Shedeur is getting a start. So maybe the under looks good, because then now we're talking about Will Howard and Dylan Gabriel and Jalen Milroe. But again, guys do get hurt. Week 18, you got to factor all those in when you're thinking of that. But the Bartometer is saying tonight, these are the quarterbacks that will get the most starts, rookie quarterbacks in the NFL. Number one, Cam Ward. Number two, Tyler Shuck. Number three, Jackson Dart. Four, Shedeur Sanders. Five, Will Howard. Six, Dylan Gabriel. Seven, Jalen Milroe. And eight, Kyle McCord. Not making the list. Quinn Ewers. Cam Miller. Tommy Mellott. Graham Mertz. Nathan Rourke. Brock Bosmer. Who? I think a sleeper is Riley Leonard in Indianapolis. Although I do think that Anthony Richardson not only wins that job, but kind of has a decent year. Bartometer, thank you for your services. You may go night-night. And that is the Bartometer, which we do every Thursday at 11 o'clock Eastern, 8 Pacific.
For now.
For now. It's moving. Thank you. Oh, I almost forgot. It is moving next season.
What the hell did you just say to me?
September 2nd will be the first Tuesday edition of the Bartometer. So put that in your calendar, September 2.
Yo!
The Nuggets have forced a game 7. We will get into that. We'll go into the locker room, which is our way of saying you'll hear sound bites from wherever the hell we get them. And also, the story that I'm really eager to opine on is a story we got about Caleb Williams today, where him not going to the Bears or wanting to go to the Bears was always a rumor. Oh, there's a lot of meat on that bone. He almost played in the United Football League to not be a Chicago Bear, which would have made him essentially an unrestricted free agent in this offseason? Well, the details on that and why Chicago should not worry about what it means for the future when we return. 888-710-4476. This is the Bart Winkler Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler alongside Carlos Ortiz. I'll spend a little bit of time on this Caleb Williams story that came out today, as there's going to be a new book, and we got to see some excerpts of that book. Seth Wickersham writing American Kings, a biography of the quarterback, and part of it features Caleb Williams. And essentially in this story, we found out more details of what we knew was a rumor and likely had some smoke to the fire, but we didn't know how bad the fire was. The fire was a 5-alarm. Caleb Williams did not want to go to Chicago. So much so that he almost tried to find a way to play in the United Football League instead. The book's coming out in September, talking about what it means to be a different quarterback at different levels, talking to some generational greats, talking to some current quarterbacks, and talking to some of the newer guys to be in the league. And really, again, the book is called American Kings, a biography of the quarterback. Seth Wickersham, the author, finding all different angles about what it means to be a quarterback. A lot of the quotes in this are from Carl Williams, Caleb's dad. And I don't know what the appropriate level of father involvement in a kid's professional career should be. Just to say this off the top, but I feel like it's too much. Overall, I feel like it's too much. And I say that sort of cautiously because, you know, a father should be involved in his son's life, and just being a dad is like the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. And he likes sports, and I don't know how I would act if he was a professional player. But I also don't think that I would act crazy. And I don't know. Not that I was ever close, but my dad coached me and three other kids, and I don't know. But I've never seen my dad as really like just a fan. He's kind of always been my coach. So it's tough because I'm like all for fathers and sons, you know, and a dad should help out his son and, hey, let me help you navigate this. But I also think, well, what if this was another job? Because there was that study that came out, or there was some survey, it went viral. I think it's totally BS that 1 in 4 millennials have had a parent come with them to a job interview. I know we like to trash on millennials, but that ain't true. That can't be true. But I do think that some are like, daddy, hold my hand, help me do this. Now, maybe that was true in any generation. I don't know. I don't know why I'm trying to cover all my bases here. It just seems like there's a lot of father involvement. The Packers have a wide receiver, Christian Watson. His dad like wakes up looking to fight people on Twitter. He like looks to fight people on Twitter, and then they respond to him, and he goes, "Who are you even?" I mean, like you have to be someone that he knows to have an opinion. Obviously, we saw what happened with Tyrese Halliburton's dad. We've seen John Morant's dad get mixed up in it. But even going back, like, I don't like how Eli Manning, I don't like that all went down. the way it did? Because Archie Manning didn't want Eli to go to the Chargers. Yeah, Archie played, and he might have some relationship involvement, but the draft is the draft. If you're going to have a draft, it should be for everybody. Not for just everybody but, like, the one guy. You know, and this has come up because Shadur and Dion and what happened there, you know, all this kind of stuff. If you're going to do the draft, we're doing the draft. If we've decided we're doing the draft, we're doing the draft. You don't get one guy to be like, no, I don't want to play there. And then the teams are like, shut up, dude. And then he goes, oh, yeah, well, I'm calling my dad. So I don't like that. I think that I watched one of the Bucks games in the playoffs, and Gary Trent Sr. is in the stands there to root on his son. Kind of emotionless throughout. Like, clearly it means a lot to him, but he's not getting in the way of anything. I think part of what my parents allowed me to be was to go out on my own. They're a safety net, but I'm out on my own. Now, I got to remember that because it's hard for me with my kid. You know, I see him mixing it up with one kid on the playground. I, like, sprint over there. And then I come on the radio. Why are dads so involved? Why can't they leave some space? Meanwhile, I am not practicing what I preach. But there's a lot of information, just to set it all up, about Carl Williams. Carl being Caleb Williams' father. And how this went down. In the book, Wickersham writes, Carl Williams went to great lengths to try to circumvent the NFL draft. The Bears, we know it's been terrible. We know their quarterback history has been bad. It has. They've been around 100 years. We all know they haven't had a 4,000-yard passer. We know that Justin Fields didn't work the way they wanted. We know that Mitch Trubisky didn't work the way they wanted. And so what Carl Williams was worried about was, with this history, with how they've played under Matt Eberflus, with the organizational support, I don't want my son playing for the Bears, was the quote in this book. So they looked for ways around the CBA. Carl Williams talked to Archie Manning. He met with labor lawyers and agents. Even considered whether Caleb could sign with the United Football League for a year and then become an NFL free agent, able to pick his own team this year. So all the drama we had with quarterback this year, throw in, hey, Caleb Williams is a free agent, which, no rookie scale then, I would assume. So he's getting $55 million to play somewhere. Rookie wage scale may be a different conversation. I don't think Sam Bradford should just walk into the league and make $80 million. Jamarcus Russell, I don't think that should happen. It's tricky. They get drafted. You maybe lose millions of dollars if there's a way to circumvent it. But again, if this is the system for everybody, I don't know that one guy needs to change that. The rookie cap is unconstitutional. Worst piece of garbage, I'll say, I've ever read. It's the worst in sports history. It may be. Maybe he's got a point there. But that's not, if this was not about the money, it did not seem like to me, as it was about the desire to not play for the Bears. Caleb Williams, kind of a tough year. Remember, he last played in November, didn't play the bowl game. We haven't seen him play in a long time. At the Combine, he hit it off with Kevin O'Connell, wanted to play for Minnesota. Caleb tells his dad, I need to go to the Vikings. His dad says, let's do it. But now, how are you going to trade the Bears to the Vikings? They're not going to do that. Ryan Poles said, no, we are taking you no matter what. So the only option remaining would be attack the Bears. Attack Chicago. Go past the Manning stuff. Go back to Jack and John Elway. See? Seemingly happens every generation. We thought maybe Sanders was the case. No, it was Caleb. Caleb Williams told Wickersham, I wasn't ready to nuke the city. I wasn't ready to make things worse. He had a pre-draft visit. He told his dad, I can do it for this team. I'm going to go to the Bears. Now, once he got to the Bears, it was not great. Offensive line was bad. They gave him some weapons. Caleb quoted in this book saying he watched film alone with no instruction or guidance from the coaches. No one tells me what to watch, Caleb told his dad. I just turn it on. So this is interesting because we knew there were rumblings that he didn't want to play for Chicago, but none of this even got close to the surface, at least not for the average fan and even the glued-in fan. None of this got close to the surface. The Vikings? The UFL? Going all Arch Manning, Jack Elway? None of it got to that point. Ultimately, Chicago doesn't need to worry about it anymore. Because if Caleb Williams is going to fail, he's going to fail on his own accord now, I believe. He's going to fail because his competent head coach is going to fail. There's no guarantee that Caleb Williams works. I still think it will. I think he'll be good. There's no guarantee that Ben Johnson's going to be good as a coach when he's been so great as a coordinator. There's no guarantee about these things. But these guys are good enough and have enough on their resume coming into the Chicago Bears organization that if they fail, I don't think the organization is cursed that much that you take two guys and put them together and it doesn't work out just because of whatever logo's on the helmet. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Not everything's a guarantee. If it didn't work out with Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron, who Caleb specifically said he didn't want to play for, the offensive coordinator got fired halfway through the year, well, then that would have been on the Bears. But they seemingly have done the right thing. Also, Chicago, they ended up getting their guy. I didn't like that they kept Eberflus because I didn't want them to bring in a new coach with Caleb because you knew this would happen. They should have tried to hire Ben Johnson last year. They should have fired Eberflus and done it. So they basically wasted a year and almost lost Caleb in the process. Now, Ben Johnson was on with Colin Cowherd today. And Cowherd brought this up. And Ben Johnson gave an answer that's like 50 times better than anything that would have ever come out of Matt Eberflus's mouth.
Well, you talk about fears and I don't see it quite the same way. I see this as is what a great opportunity we have to do something that really has never been done. There hasn't been a 4,000-yard passer here in this franchise, and I think Caleb's going to be the first one. I see a chance for greatness here for him, and he feels the same way. I don't know what's gone on prior to him joining the organization, but he is very proud to be a Chicago Bear. That's what our conversations have included, and he's really excited to get to work right now and be the best version of himself for 2025.
Caleb's got to feel great. He's in a situation now where he's got a guy that's really going to be focused on getting him to be the best version he can be. It's a mutual understanding. The better you are, the better I am. So Chicago did dodge a bullet there. They certainly did. I don't think they have to worry about it now. This is all like, I mean, he's there. He didn't do any of those things. He's not in a Viking uniform. He's not in a San Antonio Brahmas uniform. He's with the Chicago Bears, and the tough year he had, he can now compare it to a coach that should come in there with some level of competency. I do think something needs to be done with, I don't even know what I mean by that, but the dad involvement in some of these stories is, it's too much. It's just too much, I think, as a dad of a future star athlete. He's got a couple breakaways in soccer. Hasn't been able to punch him in yet, but a couple of breakaways. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Get your thoughts on this. And also, the Nuggets did win, so do want to talk some Game 7. Much more to get to tonight. Right now, here's an update. Pete McCarthy. It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Portion of the show brought to you by Hyundai, the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event going on now. Get deals so right it almost feels wrong. But don't wait. Get your local Hyundai dealer today. Caleb Williams, he's a Chicago Bear. Chicago Bears, probably going to be good. Ben Johnson, ready to get after it. Last year wasn't so great, especially the buildup to the Bears taking Caleb number one. At one point, he said, I don't want to go there. I need to go to the Vikings. His dad said, I don't want my son playing for the Bears. Now, I think Caleb showed signs, and I had him as QB1 in that class. Jaden Daniels may take that, but I think Caleb Williams, the only thing preventing him from being a good Pro Bowl playoff-winning quarterback is if he goes to an organization that's just trash with quarterbacks. And look, he did. But they got Ben Johnson. So hopefully him trying to look at film on his own. Hopefully those days are over. 888-710-4476. Decaps in Phoenix, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Bert? How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Good. Love your show, man.
Thank you, sir. How are you? I already asked you that. What's up?
Yeah, I got to disagree with you, though. I think Caleb Williams was. How did he do his senior year in college?
How did he what?
How was his last year in college?
Oh, yeah, his last year in college was bad.
I think he's a bust. I think they're just trying to pull the seats over our eyes.
All right. I can't really hear you, sadly. But I get the gist of the call, so I appreciate the call. No, with all due respect, that phone was not a good phone. It was not a good phone.
He must have switched over to speaker or something, because it didn't sound like that when I spoke.
No, that doesn't sound like a speaker. That sound like toilet.
Or that sound like maybe nature calls.
That sound like he had like opened up a watermelon or a pear or a pineapple. Not a pear. Pear's too small. But like a watermelon or a pineapple or like what's a big fruit or like a potato, and then put the phone in it and then closed back up the food and then tried to speak through the food.
I see what you mean. It sounded like he's a Dallas Star fan and saw Winnipeg just scored another goal to go up 2-0, and he had to run to the toilet because he's just sick at what he sees. How about that for nothing?
Yeah, sure. It's, I don't know, it's 2025. We're still doing this with our phones. So, Caleb Williams did not have a great last year of college. I mean, it wasn't good. Caleb Williams last year of college just was unacceptable, truly. He had a 68% completion rate. He had 3,300 yards. He had a 30-5 touchdown interception ratio. And he rushed for 11 touchdowns. I mean, it's actually pretty good. Now, he was 7-5, so USC didn't do great. His 2023 was not as good as his 2022. But I don't think that's what people mean when they say his last year of college. That's not what you mean. You mean the game he lost at the end where he cried. You mean that he didn't play in the bowl game, which was a big deal for some reason. Nobody cares anymore if you play in bowl games. Cam Ward played half a bowl game and then sat out. Did that even come up? Caleb Williams didn't play in the Holiday Bowl. My goodness. But we're going to find out, though. This is the thing. We're going to find out. Whatever I think about Caleb Williams, whatever you think about Caleb Williams, we're going to find out. He's got the coach everybody wanted. He's got a coach that turned Jared Goff into an MVP candidate, with all due. We're going to find out. Robert is in Winston-Salem. Robert!
Hey, man, I'm calling from NASCAR country. And you know what you remind me of? Ricky Bobby, when he would insult people, he'd say, with all due respect.
I got to give it where it's due. I want to give it where it's due.
Yeah, I understand. Caleb Williams threw only 6 interceptions last year. Isn't that true?
Yeah, I don't think he threw a lot. You might be right.
Yeah, he's a real talent. Let's not get confused about his dad being a, you know, maybe a, well, you know, you probably run into him when you coach soccer up there. You know,
yeah, stats last year, he had 20 touchdowns too, Robert, 20-6.
That's
they
right.
were 5-12, but yeah.
Yeah, he's still with the Bears, who are in the black and blue, baby, which you love and I do too, and that's a rhyme. Wrap it. But can they overcome anybody in that division? And that's questionable still.
He was also sacked 68 times. Yeah, he was also sacked 68 times last year, which was the most in the league, which you could say, oh, well, he's not, you know, getting the ball away. Well, he also had a terrible offensive line, which they addressed. And if he's got to watch film on his own, who was not watching film on that team last year? Just a question.
I don't know. Who was his backup quarterback supposed to be in there with him? I don't remember. Who cares? But listen, they've had a history of not having great quarterbacks. They had they've won 2 championships in my lifetime. And, of course, you live not too far from the real team in that division, which is the Green Bay Packers, which we all love. Anyway,
I like
the Bears, okay? They're interesting. It's good when they're good, but they're often not. And I'm old enough. I never saw Don Wade play, but I used to see him walk the streets of Nashville. And that's the truth. Long live the black and blue, brother. I love you. Bye.
Love you, Robert. Thank you for the call. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Yeah, details are juicy, and certainly this is a great topic of conversation. If you're in Chicago today and you're thinking about whatever you're thinking about or talking whatever you're talking about sports-wise, then you no longer were, because this was a thing to discuss, and it's worth discussing. The Chicago Bears nearly lost Caleb Williams, and what would they have gotten then?
Well, then probably Jaden Daniels. Maybe it would have worked out. And Caleb, if he would have gone to Minnesota, where would McCarthy have gone? And then maybe he wouldn't have gotten hurt. And then Sam Darnold would still be bad. I don't know.
Sliding doors. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. The Denver Nuggets have gotten it to a game 7. The Knicks and Celtics, a big one tomorrow. Got some juicy playoffs going on, NHL and NBA. We'll give you an update when we return. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.